Audio 1.01.
Making new friends when you're an adult can feel like an impossible task, especially now that so many of us work and study from home, which is probably one explanation for the rise in popularity of friendship apps, where people go to find like-minded people to hang out with. Addy, you've given these apps a go. What prompted you to do that?
Well, last year, I relocated for work to a completely new city, and other than my work colleagues, I didn't know anyone. My colleagues are nice and all that, but they're at least a decade older than me, and most are married. Just what you want as a 22-year-old single person. Obviously, I wanted people my own age to socialise with. You know, people I can hang out with during the day and party with at night.
Why not join a club or something?
Yeah, people suggested that. But I like a bit more flexibility. I'm not keen on having to commit to meeting up at the same time every week, and I'm not that into sports or anything. Anyway, I kept coming across this ad online for a friendship app, which piqued my interest, and eventually I bit the bullet and clicked on it to find out more. I found out there wasn't just one of these apps. There are dozens of them.
Really? Are they all more or less the same, or are they different in some way?
They're all fairly similar in terms of features, but they're different in how they go about matching people. There's one that tries to match you according to your personality, which I'm not really a fan of. I mean, I want to hang out with people that are on the same wavelength, yes, but not exact copies of me.
Yeah.
The apps that match you according to your interests make more sense. To me, anyway. And there are loads.
Really?
Yeah. Some cater for all interests, and some actually specialise in just one. Like the one for book lovers, for example. Or the one for animal lovers. There are apps that connect you in other ways, too. There's one that sets you up with friends in countries you intend to travel to. That one's quite cool, because you can speak in your mother tongue, and the app translates what you say so you understand each other.
Wow. I had no idea there was such a range of these.
Yeah. There's even an app where they match you to sports partners based on your fitness level. Perfect for a, you know, a super fit sports person like me.
Gosh. So which one did you go for?
Well, I wanted to be sure that I could meet people locally, because I don't just want online friends. So I signed up for two that let me search for people by location.
And were you successful?
Yes and no. The first app felt more like a community page on social media than a friendship app, but I was able to click with a few people my age on there. We chatted for a while, and I even discovered one guy that I have a mutual friend with, which was great. Someone I went to uni with. Anyway, we started talking about meeting up, and that's when I discovered they live in a neighbourhood with the same name as mine, but in a different city. I'd clicked on the wrong location. So that was time well spent. I tried again, though, and met up with people who did actually live near me.
And how was that?
It was good. I like them. I'm not sure how they felt about me at first, though. I was 30 minutes late. A wonderful way to start a friendship. Then, at the end of the evening, I discovered I'd left my wallet at home, so couldn't pay for my part of the bill. I'm sure they were just thrilled about that. But I've seen them a couple of times since and made it up to them.
I'm sure they understood.
Hopefully. Actually, it was the other app that worked for me. It connects people interested in local events, so you don't have to go to them on your own. Not that I really mind that, but I started chatting to people who were interested in a local music festival, and four of us bonded over our love of one of the bands. We met up at the festival, and that was that. We're friends for life now. We laugh a lot, which is brilliant. I know I can confide in them too. And they've introduced me to some brilliant other local bands. They even play themselves. But as I'm not particularly musical myself, I just watch and admire.
That's just brilliant. So you'd recommend the app then?
If you find yourself in a situation like mine, definitely. Just don't expect to find the right app and the right friends at the first attempt. Try, try, and try again, and eventually you'll hit it off with someone.
Good.
Just remember to select the right location.